Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, out is good money. Money in these chains, it fits so clean. You spitting out it, but can you flip that? Can you make it grow? I'll make the cream. With that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit. I orgasm all transactions in big deals. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where.
When my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for news, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
You've tuned into Webcammy with Sammy and Sage Montana, and today it's Webcammy with Sammy and Virginia. Sage is really, really busy. She's got all her baby stuff going on. So I have the beautiful Miss Virginia Rose, which all of you know she fills in when Sage is busy, and I just absolutely love Virginia. Love, 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 love her. She's such a sweetheart. And so tonight you guys are going to be tuning in with me and Miss Virginia. So our topic this evening, before Virginia gets on the line, she's busy. Okay, this is so funny. So Virginia is out running around shooting videos outside right now as we speak. So when she comes on, this is going to be awesome to hear what's going on with her and her little video process that she's doing right now. It'll be fun, and I hope all of you call in and ask questions about her naughtiness that she's doing out in public, because I know a lot of you sex monsters out there are into the public fornication. Just saying. We all know you are. So our topic this evening is something that I have been a little bit reluctant on bringing onto the show, just because of the fact that I know I'm going to get backlash for this, which I don't give a shit because I speak my mind anyway. And if you don't like it, you can just kiss my cooter. Kiss my cooter. Anyway, so tonight's topic is going to be about social media promoting. And all of us models, we do social media promoting. But here's the meat on the bone that I want to talk about is models using other models for self-promoting. So this is going to be a very interesting topic. Some of you are going to hate me. Some of you are going to love me. Some of you are going to be like, yeah, I just don't give a fuck. But I'm going to give you my my take on social media promoting with other models. Now, before Virginia comes on the air, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm just going to bring it out and let y'all listen to me before this beautiful, sexy chica spinner that she is, tiny little. I think she's like a size 1 or a size 3, this little tiny thing. She could hide behind me. Anyway, before I bring her on, we're going to get into this a little bit. So using models for self-promoting. So what I mean about this is you're a cam model, and you don't know me, but you know that I'm a cam model, and I've done well in the industry, and you tag me constantly so I will promote your cam link, your cam show, whatever the heck you got going on. Now, my thought process is, does this person that I don't even know really think that I am going to retweet and, I don't even know you. Like, why would I even promote your cam link or whatever it is that you are doing in your cam life? You know what I'm saying? So why not take the time to introduce yourself to the cam models that you are tagging in your tweeting that you want to promote yourself in or on your Instagrams or whatever social media that you are using? You know, I'm just saying, it's like one of those things. You got to kind of think about it. If we're going to promote you and want to promote you, don't you think that maybe you should get to know us first before you try to utilize our, you know, following? Like, hello. It's kind of like I posted on Instagram the other day. Another dude had posted or replied to one of my postings on Instagram and was like, oh my gosh, Sammy, help me get into porn. And I sent back I posted a picture with a reply that said, you learned how to tie your shoes, you learned how to wipe your ass, learn how to get into porn on your own. Like, hello? Jeez. It's like you don't even, like, get to know me or ask me questions. You just like, oh, let's post this right here on the front screen of everything so we can all see it. Yeah, okay, suck your own balls. Anyway, let me bring on this beautiful queen right here. Miss Virginia, are you there, my love?
I am, Sammy. How are you doing, darling?
I am fabulous, honey. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, thank you.
Yay! Okay, so at the beginning of the show, I had said that you were out shooting out in public. Are you guys out shooting little videos right now?
I have just come back in the house. I'm actually sitting here covered in mud right now.
You're covered in mud? Oh, my God.
I am.
Okay, you got to tell me, what were you guys doing, you naughty little chica?
We have one of our fabulous customers has a mud fetish. So we actually, a couple of our customers do, because we've had a few mud fetish requests for custom videos.
Really?
So luckily, we have this little mud patch in this little kind of secret spot that we know about. So we try to run out there, and yeah, we've filmed a couple. One was called Mud and Satin, and then he saw that one, and this other guy wanted to get this other video today. He actually wanted it at the beginning of the year, but it was all snowy and everything was frozen, so
I had to wait till my Lanta.
The spring,
okay,
was
that
so
is
late this
awesome.
Year too. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It felt really naughty, so I think I'm going to stay muddy until after the show and then film a shower video with me all muddy, washing it off.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know, they say that mud is good for the skin, so you're doing like a mud bath
yeah.
right now. Yeah,
exactly.
That's why you're.
It feels like that. Lots
yeah.
of minerals and feels. It feels very silky.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome! I will tell you, that is the one fetish I have never had anybody ask me for. The one I have not heard.
Didn't know it even existed, to be honest. Yeah, there's so many neat things out there that I keep learning all the time. And they say when you first get into camming or porn, you don't even know what your fetish will be. Sometimes it's because of requests or you learn about something that you really enjoy that you didn't know you enjoyed. So we're definitely still exploring that. It's really neat. I'm enjoying a lot of things I didn't think I'd enjoy.
Yeah, you guys are doing so great, and you stay so in tune. You guys do with your audience. Like, you're so completely engaged in your audience and what they want from you guys that it is absolutely, truly amazing. But I want to ask you, I don't know if you heard before I brought you on the show, the topic that I was, you know, bringing out there was cam models that want to self-promote using other cam models without you know, getting to know that model and expecting us to retweet them and, you know, or post them on Instagram and all this stuff. Do you have, I mean, you don't have to comment on it. You don't have to, I just wanted to bring it out there because it happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess I was on the other end of it before because I've only recently, you know, had a few followers. But now I'm starting to notice it. Actually, even with people that I do know are starting to tag me in things and expect me to retweet them. And it's kind of like, you know, you almost feel like you're being
yeah.
used a little bit. And
right.
you know, it's okay if it goes both ways and if it's mutual, yahoo. But
uh-huh.
oh, what do you do, right? Like, this is
no,
all new
I
to
totally,
me, so.
See, and I'll totally be the bitch. No, I will be the bitch here, and I will just throw it out there to other because I'm at that point. I'm at that point where I have done it so many times with other cam models, where I have taken the time to retweet everything that they have going on over the years. That I finally have gotten to the point to where it's like, you don't take the time to show me the respect. So guess what? You're on your own, sister. You are on your
yeah.
own. Do it yourself. And if those models out there, like, if they're hating right now from listening to it, I honestly could give two shits because guess what? You don't pay my bills. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
But you know,
and you never
mutual,
done a fucking
camp awesome,
show with me. like you and there's and the models that I know because it's like people that I take, you know, like we all know we're like in a close niche. Like if we add each other into tags and whatnot, and it's like we know each other. But people that I don't know that just want to, you know, gain my followers to go and help them, it's like, wait, I don't even know who you are. Like, where did you come from? I know you came from your mama,
yeah.
but I don't know who you are. you came from another woman, but, like, hello. At least acknowledge the fact that, you know, I have things going on also. Jeez, it's not all about you. Oh, my goodness. We
you
have
know, it's almost
tons.
Like,
oh, go ahead, honey.
It's almost like there's two types of cam girls. One that
yes.
want to be entertained by their customers, so to speak, and others that want know that they're the entertainer and we're here to entertain, I don't even want to say men, but people. You know, we're all sexual beings. And, you know, it almost falls into place that the ones that do what we're bitching about, you know, tag and retweet without reciprocating it, seem to be the ones that expect their customers to entertain them, and then they bitch about having a bad day or whatnot. And I just see that
oh my
pattern.
God.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you. It's kind of like
no, it to me
I don't
it
know
makes
if you ever
sense.
Peek at people's
completely.
Groceries when they're in the grocery store, but you know, kind of healthy people tend to eat more healthy-looking food, and not so healthy people eat not so healthy looking food, right? Like I really notice
right.
that when I look at the checkout in the grocery store, and I don't know, it seems to fall into that pattern. So
yeah, I'm in the store. I'm getting the vodka and the wine, and I
positive.
See the people getting the steak.
But you know what I'm saying.
No, I totally get it. I totally get it. And I've been
Which
wanting
fine,
to touch
though.
On this
we
for
all
quite.
We shitty food sometimes.
Oh, we all do. Yes, I mean, it's just one of the. Tonight I'm making chicken marsala for dinner. So you know, it's going to be a great.
Oh, I'm coming
I know, right?
over for dinner. Yum.
She said coming. She said coming. What? So, no, I just really wanted to bring this out because I have been wanting to touch on this for quite a while, but I thought, oh, my gosh, people are going to hate. They're going to, like, get pissed at me because I'm not retweeting and I'm not liking or this or that. And I'm just like, finally, after things that I've had on my page, I'm just like, you know what? For one, it's not my job to retweet with these people who I have no clue who the fuck they are. It's like, I don't know who you are, so at least show me the courtesy of saying hi, or better yet, follow me. Like, it's like you have the nerve to add me into a tweet, but then you don't even follow me. I'm like, are you seriously living in your grandma's panties? Because I ain't pulling you out. Just saying.
All they see is themselves. They live in me, 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 me world.
Yeah, they're in this, like, bubble. They're in a bubble,
yeah.
And I just popped it. I just popped that damn bubble. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have a couple callers that are waiting, but before we do that, I'm going to let Miss Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcements. So everybody just stay tuned for about a minute and 15 seconds, and we'll be right back for all your yummy questions and your yummy listening. Hold on, everybody. Hold on to your granny panties.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Make sure you check out our weekly show lineup. We have Real Talk Aaron every Monday at 8 o'clock p.m., Webcamming with Sammy and Sage every Thursday at 7 p.m., our newest show, Hot Sugar Tea, every Friday at 11 p.m., and Urban Society every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. New shows coming summer 2017. Indie artists, send your music submissions in to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Make sure you include your bio or one sheet, photo, and your track in MP3 format. And don't miss sexy adult film stars Chanel Hart and Anna Fox on Hot Sugar Tea this Friday, May 5th. Be sure to check out our website, hotsugartea.com, where you can get the latest in adult film gossip, music, entertainment news, and all things Dollhouse Radio. Follow us on Instagram at hotsugar2 and at Dollhouse Radio. And now, back to your program. Radio.
Jeez, Miss Angela, thank you for that sexy announcement. You are absolutely amazing. Okay, Virginia, we have a caller that's been patiently waiting, and I'm sorry I had to make you wait because I had to make sure, you know, I had a little time to myself with my beautiful, beautiful, yummy co-host that's here. All right, is this the one and only Sweet Pea? Is that you?
Yes, it is. Hello, Sammy and Virginia. How are you doing tonight? Happy Star Wars Day.
What? Well, hello.
May the Force be with you. Thank
yes.
you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing much better, thanks to you.
What? I love you.
Nice. Sweet Pea's always a sweetness. We love our Sweet Pea. He's a sweetheart. He is. What do you got
thank
for
you.
Us, darling?
Loving you ladies each and every week.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, give us your opinion on the topic. I know you've got a yummy joke for us. You always have a joke every week for us. Or any other
I know,
added,
I'm thinking about promoting, you know? It's a tricky
yeah.
topic for coming up with a pun tonight. It has to come
yeah,
at the spur of the moment tonight. I mean, it's good to see promoting for for models, like when I do it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and any other freebies you can do. You know, and I see that people are doing it like on the OnlyFans, where they're even doing exclusive things for people who pay for their stuff too as well.
Right. Well, see, that's the whole thing is what I'm trying to get at. And I, you know, if people take it as being a bitch or whatever, I don't care, whatever. Because I'm me, and everybody knows I'm a really nice, down-to-earth person. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like when us cam models take our time to promote other cam models online, they need to at least acknowledge and thank you for that, because to me, it's a slap in the face when I'm nice enough to promote a cam model that is either new in the industry or been in the industry for a while, and then they don't even send you a thank you. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, who got you into this business? Your fans. That's why you're doing what you're doing, is because of your fans. If it wasn't for all of our fans out there watching us and all the time, we wouldn't be anywhere at the end of the day. So to those of you cam models out there that can't say thank you every once in a while, guess what? Stick a dildo in your ass and cry mama. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
Unless you like that.
Because I can't. And if nobody likes it, I don't give a shit. Drop my pen.
Yeah, just
and you won't be a guest,
you know,
on
be
my
respectful.
Show.
It's all good. Just be respectful.
Mhm. And that's the thing. It's like with you, Virginia, you have worked so hard and you've done so well at building your following, you and Scott. Like, you guys are the nicest people ever. And you always have respected. Yeah, you guys have always respected other models and everything, but then you've got these other cam models out there, and I know you've seen it, where they just don't take the time to just say thank you. Just say thank you.
Yeah, or like you said, follow you and at least retweet your stuff as well.
Right?
At least your pinned tweet, right? Like anything.
Like, who does that?
Small things, but they make a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, well, I just totally sent out a nice little, like, bling about your cam show and tweeted your cam show link that you can make extra money off, and then you don't even say thank you? I'm just like, huh, okay, once again, stick double dildo in your ass.
Because
you don't mean nothing. Okay. So, Sweet Pea, do you have anything else to share with us, darling? I have another caller waiting.
I got a question for both you two ladies. Do you think there'll be a time when, like, Streamate and Chatterbait will allow the models to put their social media on their page?
Well, she can answer for Chatterbait, because I know Chatterbait does.
Well, Chatterbait is tricky. They allow you to promote, for example, Twitter and other social media that doesn't have a live streaming platform as well on it. And we can check the rules about it. It has it in better words than I can say right now. But, yeah, you know, you are allowed to promote your Twitter, for example, because they know that when you tweet, like, hey, online now, that it brings the people into your room as well. So that's kind of where Chatterbait is. How about Streamate there, Sammy?
Streamate is a little tricky, and which I wish they would kind of change this up a little bit, because when they're doing promotions for Streamate, they like it when us cam models will put in the hashtag, you know, whatever promo they have going on for the cam models, which is awesome. I love that, you know, they let us do that now. But we are not really allowed to, in our chat rooms on Streamate, share, like, the can, you know, like, social media stuff, which I think, especially since I'm a seasoned cam model on Streamate, it would be awesome just say, hey, yeah, go follow my Twitter, go follow my Instagram, this and that. And I get why they don't do it, is because of the fact that a lot of models will go to work for other cam sites and try to pull their Streamate customers over to the other cam sites. So I totally get and understand why they do it. But at the end of the day, it's like, does it really matter? It's social media. let us share our social media. And cause, so when I'm on cam, I say, hey, you know, just follow my social media. Just Google me. Like, that's what I say to people. I'm like, you know where to find me. And that way it keeps me out of trouble. But they're very,
awesome.
Very particular. Very particular. So anything else that you have for us there, Sweet Pea?
Just want you ladies to have a great evening and enjoy the rest of the week.
Aw, thank you, darling. You too. Have a fabulous weekend, love.
Thank you. Take care. Love you all very much.
Aw,
thank you,
Sweet
Pea. Love you, baby.
Take care.
He's such a sweetheart. All right, we have another caller that's waiting patiently. Is this our Johnny, darling?
Greetings, ladies. I just figured I'd buzz in and show a little support your way. And on your topic, I think it's good when the kindness is reciprocated. But then there's also that fine line of where you realize after a while you start having to pick and choose the amount of things that you get to share from the other fellow models because there's just so much.
Right. Right.
And you
there,
can't
and
you can't tweet
that.
Everything.
Well, and not only that, it's like when you have a busy social media, it's really hard. I mean, I love to help any cam models. And everybody knows I will help every single cam model that is nice, respectful, and shows me the same, you know, gratitude. Like, and so I've had to pick and choose recently through a few models, and some of them I'm sure I'm going to get a DM because I don't usually unfollow people on Twitter, so just so y'all know, if you DM me, quit sending me fucking dick pics. I'm just saying, I'm so over dick pics. Like, I'm just like so over it. Y'all need to stop.
Okay, I've got one for you. You girls will love this. I got one sent to me.
You got a dick pic sent to you?
I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. And they're like, you know all these chicks. Are you a porn producer?
Oh, that's awesome. That
was
is
like,
awesome.
Can I get hired? And I'm like, how the hell should I know? Damn it, I don't need to see that.
Right? Well, see, now you know how us cam models feel. It's like, unless you're one of my VIP cam customers, it's like, just don't even send me your frickin' your dick pics. I don't care to see your dick. It's like, I would rather see titties and vaginas than dicks everywhere because of the fact that I get so many of them. I'm overwhelmed with fucking penis.
God. It's true, right? Especially on my free Snapchat. So I actually have on my ManyVids where you can pay for me to rate your dick. Otherwise, I'll either block you depending on what day I'm on or I'm just going to ignore you. Like, I don't know, man. If I showed you a picture of my vagina, I guess that would get you excited. But, I mean, vaginas are pretty. Dicks, as much. I mean, I like dick more than vagina, but I don't know. I just...
But that's one of the things, like you just said, you know, well, you offer that on your ManyVids where they can pay, you know, they pay so you can rate their cock. And I tell these guys time and time again on my social media, don't send me a picture of your dick because of the fact that, for one, you haven't, like, when you want me to rate your dick, you can come into my live cam show and I will give you a true live rating while you're stroking it. I will tell you right then and there what I think about your goddamn penis. Just saying.
Right? What's hotter
whether
than
I like
that?
It.
That's way, way hotter than sending a dick pic, right?
Seriously.
Do
it's
oh,
like,
Sammy.
Do it live.
Go into a private show. Yeah, do it live.
Do it live. Let me see your fucking dick live. And I've seen many of them. I've seen guys suck their own dick. I've seen it all. Like, and when I see a guy that can suck his own dick, I'm like, why do you leave the house and why do you even come on cam? I'm like, you have got the best of both worlds. Just saying.
That's funny. I'm also of the opinion sometimes if you really have to show yourself that bad, you really ain't that much home to write about. You know, they're really in the hole to be showing off.
It's just a fun exhibitionist side. I mean, yeah. I'm okay with the exhibitionist side. It's fine, but it is my time, and if it's unexpected, it's just, I don't know, you know?
I'm bashful.
I guess I just want to be in the mood, and I want to be expecting it. I guess I thought too. Perhaps that's it. It's just like, kiss me before you fuck me. You know, like, buy me a fucking drink first or buy me dinner. I don't know. Like, does that make any sense?
I'm like, just
buy a drink.
Like,
just buy me a new bracelet. Fuck it. Then I'm good.
Sammy, you can do anything to me.
Oh my gosh, I would totally do anything to you. I would devour you. Like, seriously.
Your tits would devour me. Are you kidding?
Seriously. Oh my gosh, in your face. In your face.
Yay. Yummy.
Oh my gosh.
I feel
we
like
have
I'm stuck
another call.
A sexy sandwich.
Excellent.
Oh my gosh, if Sammy and Virginia,
Sammy. So amazing.
He is. And Johnny, we have another caller. So anything else that you would like to share with us, darling?
Nothing off the top of my head, Sammy. Don't go there. I already know where your mind is going.
I know, it's already there. Oh well, I love it.
A dirty mind is better than no mind.
That's right. Exactly.
I shall bid you both a fond farewell then.
All right,
hey,
darling.
So
have a
you.
Fabulous evening, Johnny.
Later, taters.
Later, darling. All right, we have another caller, 925. How are you, darling?
Hello, this is Dan.
Hello, Dan. How have you been?
I've been doing quite well, Samuel.
I haven't talked to you in ages.
Well, that's because you blocked me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wait a second.
No, I did not.
No, we should talk. We should talk. And hello, Virginia. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm great. Thank you, darling. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. I think we actually talked before. I was trying to get you
yes,
to tie your
right.
husband up. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was last
you were
year.
A naughty boy. I love it.
Yeah. Have you done it?
I have tied him up with another girl, actually, but I definitely want to do it again. I learned a lot from that experience, and although I switch and I definitely love a dominant man, I a lot of times can be more dominant than I first realized I was. So, yeah, I definitely want to do it again, and I'm definitely going to tie him up and going to do all sorts of naughty things to him.
Well, yeah, put a blindfold
dirty
on.
Dirty bird.
You know, yeah, put a blindfold on.
Definitely
a
blindfold,
on him.
Yes. And I'm probably going to be with another girl, and he won't know what girl is doing what. So I think he'll be going a little crazy.
Right? Oh,
maybe
my gosh.
Maybe if I can get more than
awesome.
One girl. Ah! My ultimate fantasy is weird, but I kind of want to reverse gangbang with Scott, and I want to see how long he can fucking last. And I want people to fucking bet on this, because he can last. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Did you notice this, Dan? We, like, go into a different conversation, and she turns in. Like, she was all sweet and innocent a little bit ago, and now she's like, and I'll
fucking she's going all perv. I love it.
I'm going to fucking go.
No, I'm proud of you for having tried it.
Oh, my gosh.
Also,
that's awesome.
If you put earphones on somebody with something going on, that takes them even more into sensory deprivation. So they
oh,
don't
yeah.
Work
he's
my,
an audio yeah. engineer, so he's very audio. Like, he's, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so he can't hear the nuance. of noise and so forth.
Oh my goodness. So, Dan, let me ask you, what do you think about the topic that I brought out tonight?
Yes, you know, I did hear it. And to me, it sounds like a self-defeating process to go through. Because you're only going to offend somebody if you don't have their permission.
Right.
You just do that. Yes, I mean, I don't, you know, I work in politics. I don't just sit there and claim
some politician endorsed me.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't just claim some other politician's endorsed you, and they haven't, because they're going to come out and say, hey, this is bull.
Right. We're not going to get totally into politics.
Oh, yeah,
we're not going to totally
politics.
Do politics right now. We'll do that off the air. But
okay. Yeah,
I love you.
I'll tell you one thing. At least we didn't get her.
Oh my! Oh boy! He's still gonna throw it in there. I'm not. You know where I stand on that. So I'm just gonna leave all.
I'm from Canada, and we have Turdo. So like, he's probably worse than
he's hot.
Oh, don't even say that, Sammy. He is not. He's such a dink. He's such a dink.
Well, he might be a dink. He's got a hot face,
no,
dude.
He's not.
His dad was prime minister. His dad was prime minister.
His dad came and fingered fucking places on a train and kept going. You didn't even want to know about his wife.
Oh my God. Okay, no politics. We don't do politics,
okay, no politics
on the show. We do.
Well,
yeah,
it's not really. That kind of falls into it. I mean, because it's sex and politics. Which, you know.
Okay, but we're not going to do that on. Okay, boys and girls, we're not going to do that on this show.
I am not a boy.
Okay, well, you are right now.
Hell, I am.
Oh, Dan, you know I love you. I've known you for too many damn years. Damn, Dan. Oh, Dan.
Hey, we got the Derby coming up, man. I'm heading off.
Oh, shit. I need to come join you then for that.
Well, I called in last week. I know I don't think you weren't on last week, were you?
Yeah, we were on last week.
I could.
Yep.
You weren't on last week. You must have missed that.
I don't know who you called, but you didn't call us.
I think I got in.
You called another number that
blocked
you, not Sammy.
I think he called a 1-866 freaking sex hotline number and thought he was talking to me and Sage.
The UN blocked you?
Yeah.
I ended up with the UN. One time.
Or sorry, from Idiot.
United Nations. I ended up with the United Nations. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, you don't call the United Nations.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know.
You've called the United Nations hot sex line. If you're trying to reach Miami, please press 69. If you're trying to reach Virginia, please press 61, and she will gladly complete your sexual experience.
as long as you pay her to reach your dick.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. This is a dick-rated
payline. Well, you know, in StreamMate, I don't know about ChatterMate, but in StreamMate, you know, I can't even cut the, you know, mustard anyway, because these guys are all, you know, 10 to 12, 13 inches long, they say. So whose picture are they sending in? Well, whose picture are they sending in?
That's why I tell the guys, take me private. I will rate your dick in live chat. You take me private, and if I'm in live chat with you and I see you whip out that motherfucking cock, I will tell you exactly what I think. And I do every time. Like, if I have a guy that pulls out his, you know, 4-inch penis, I tell you what I think. I got a guy that has a sleeping bag who hasn't been circumcised, I tell you what I think. Like, it's just...
Exactly. Do so at your own risk. That's exactly what I say.
And I'm going to tell you what I think.
So it's pretty fun.
I've never in my life had some great desire to have my cock rated. So It's never.
Some guys
never
get off on it. A lot of small penis humiliation out there.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
a lot of love.
You're like, you can't even. You know, my fucking baby toe is bigger than your fucking cock, and for some reason that makes them hard, and they love hearing.
Oh my gosh, Dan, what did you do to Virginia? You're making her talk all dirty.
No, Shane.
She was like
all
sweet. She was all sweet and innocent when she called in at the beginning of the show, and now she's turning into this dirty Nazi girl.
You tell
all
those small cocksuckers. You tell them. But that's what they want, though. I mean, that's what they're paying for.
Exactly.
And, there's so many. I was at this high end bar in San Francisco. And I go in there with some crazy broads.
No, not you.
And they'll tell stuff. Yeah. But they go, you know, women talk. Women will go tell stuff, you know, that you do. And so I'm in there, and this guy, some Indian guy or something or whatever, comes up and is talking to me, and I'm looking at him, you know, I'm going to see what shitty clothes you're wearing. He starts talking about, and he asks me. You know, starts talking about his wife, and he wants me to fuck his wife, and she's wearing her Habib. I'm going, what the fuck is a Habib? I'm going, where is my reputation gone to that somebody wants me to boink his wife with a Habib on?
Goddamn politicians needed by other people to doink other people's wives. Jeez.
Then he's got this notebook that he pulled, and he shows me a picture, and she's got more fur on her than King Kong.
Oh, gross.
and her, you know, face covered thing, because it was a Muslim deal. I mean, that's why I'm going, jeez.
I am not discriminatory about anybody's religion or what they're into. No, but what I'm saying, when it comes to women with fur.
Hide your face was the best idea. Yeah.
But when it comes to women with fur, I'm sorry, you're fired in my book. I will not come close to you. I'm done. It's like, I don't mind a little landing strip on a girl, but if you got a full-out furry vag, you know what? You're fired. I can't. You're fur fired.
Pretty much what I got going on right now, Sammy. That's hilarious.
You're furry?
But I got voted to. I'm pretty furry right now, but I got voted to wax it off. So in a couple of days, it's fucking gone. But yeah, it's kind of crazy right now. I got to say, those guys that have seen me online.
You haven't
got
a hot
beat,
do you? You don't have a hot beat, do you?
Well, see, that's different because you're doing it, Virginia, but you're doing it because, like, you've got your voting and everything else going on, so that's completely different. But I'm talking about girls that do it full time. Like, I've seen some girls online lately that are full furry. Like, they have armpit hair that's, like, 2 inches long, and they've got fur on their legs, and I'm just like, what the truck? I'm like, it's a bear with this and a badge. Like, it's scary.
Well, okay, there's my girl in San Francisco. It sounds like her.
But there's so many people.
Oh, my gosh.
Sammy. Some people are into big tits. Some people are into
some people are into fur.
Women.
But if, yes, and
fetish.
I'm not into
I
hairy women.
I get a lot of requests from it because I have such dark features and dark hair that my pubic hair, like, goes pretty crazy right away, right? So I get a lot of requests.
Oh, trust me,
that.
So does mine. I've got dark hair, too. And it's like, I'm cleaning that shit up every day. I'm like, there's another one. There's another one. But that's just my preference. It's like, I am so not, like, there was a time when I did, this is years ago. And there was a girl, I was up in L.A., and I went to do a cam show with her, and I didn't know that she had any hair down on her badge. And, no, and she had told me,
this is very close to the Kentucky Derby time.
Okay, yeah, well, this was a girl up in L.A., and she's in the porn industry, and she was trying to get into camming. And so I was like, hey, I'll do a cam show with you because I'm up here at the, you know, the cam house up in L.A. And then I go do the cam show with her. Before I even turned the cam on, I said, dude, you have a full-out bush. And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm getting shot for, or I'm doing a shoot for a certain production company, and they wanted a full-on bush. I said, I can't go down on you. And she goes, why? It's just hair. I said, no. I said, I have a thing. I can't have pubes in my mouth.
Aww.
Like, I just can't do it.
Pumpkin. See, it doesn't bother me. I'm just like, vagina, if the chick's hot, I mean, it all depends on how hot the fucking chick is, right? But, yeah, if the chick's fucking hot enough, I don't give a fuck. It's just a haircut.
Oh, no, well, she's
Elena,
hot.
Save you from,
she,
save
but
you
I
from
mean,
flossing.
So I respect your opinion. No, she was so fucking hot, and I still couldn't do it. I, like, could not
Aww,
do it. I was like, I'm scared. I'm like, it's like a little... It's like a little freaking monchichi that's wrapped around your vagina. Like.
Well, it can save you from flossing. You got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Save for that flossing.
There you
time.
Go.
So
at least half
the
time,
I went and picked this one lady up, and she was just being released from okay, it was a loony bin. But she was, and so,
oh, my Lanta.
So I know this is a true story. It's, we
okay,
out.
Well,
it
hurry up your
matter.
Story, darling, because we're coming up to the end of our show, Dan,
oh, okay. Well,
darling.
Yes, yeah, okay. And so I pick her up, and she hadn't shaved in a bit because she was being de-looned. Yeah. We go out and we drink, and we're partying, and we end up, and she goes, let's go down by this little cove here. She goes, nobody ever goes to it. And we're gonna fuck, of course. And I'm always keeping a blanket and stuff in the car. So we go down there. We're I was going down on her. What do I start hearing? sun's starting to come up a little bit, but still early in the morning. And I start hearing feet, running. I'm going, oh shit, there's some jogger here. And so I go, well, hell, but she's furry. So I stick my face after I'm going back down on her because I figure if this guy goes and reports it, at least I'm going to be turned into some guy with a beard. I mean, that was my disguise.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, Dan, darling.
but she didn't have furry armpits.
That's probably a plus. That's a good thing. All right, Dan, honey, thank you for calling into the show. You are
Now I get the bums rush. Virginia, I probably shan't talk to you.
We're coming up to the end of the show. Yes.
I probably shan't talk to you for a while. So make sure you do that with Scott. You get him there. You get him tied down. And you blindfold him. Put earphones on so he doesn't know shit. And then just take me. He's going to love this. He's going to love this.
Woohoo! Yep, especially if I have a girlfriend
Exactly. And, and Furby may like this kind of thing.
I'm not sure about that one. He'd like it if he was doing it for me.
Yeah, I'd
oh,
do
yeah.
that and, like, kitty fuck him. That'd be
yeah,
so hot.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
love your titties.
Okay. Okay. You girls have a great day, great weekend. It's coming up pretty soon.
Thank you, darling.
I'll be in Kentucky, and when they show Millionaire's Row, I'll be there. You don't have to be a millionaire to get there. I'll give you a call if you want next week. Is that
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, do
okay,
either tomorrow or this weekend.
Oh, very quickly. What if you give a diabetic 3 glasses of juice with a third of a cup of sugar in it, what do you end up with?
I'm not quite
sure,
but you're gonna tell us.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Sweet Sweet Pea. And Sweet Pea, that's for all those sucky jokes you've been giving us.
Oh my God.
Oh, you. Bam.
Oh my God.
Sweet Pea, next week you're going to come back with vengeance, aren't you, Sweet Pea?
All right, Sweet Pea, you're going to have to come back with something good on that one.
Everybody be well. Take care.
Oh my God. All right.
You motherfucker.
We will talk to you.
Love you.
Oh my gosh. That was good.
You.
Okay.
Love you, girls. Be well.
All right. Thank you, Dan, darling.
Take care.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That was good. We are coming up to the end of the show, and some of you out there are still waiting in cyberspace. And if you would like to call in for a last-minute comment before we end our show, make sure you call 646-595-4038, and you have to press 1. If you don't press 1, then I can't put you through to the line to talk to us girls. So our topic, starting off at the beginning of the show, was cam models using other cam models to promote themselves without being, you know, thankful and gracious for us cam models that have been doing this for a while, you know, and, you know, just say thank you to us. Just, like, share the love. Like, if we're sending out tweets and whatnot, you know what, maybe you should retweet us and you should, you know, be thankful for the fact that us models that have been in the business for quite some time are taking the time to actually help you promote your business. And, oh, here's another thing. Oh, my gosh, Virginia, this is another one that I wanted to touch on. I have promoted cam models that I've asked to be on the radio show, and they turn it down.
Is it because they're shy, do you think?
I don't know if they're shy or if they're just afraid of the fact. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. If they're shy, that's fine. Just tell me you're shy. Just say, hey, you know what? It's just not my kind of thing, you know, but thank you for promoting me and the things that I'm doing in building my webcam business. Like, that right there says, like, everything and really shows that you're a good person, completely, totally,
yes.
200%. But when somebody who just doesn't even show any love whatsoever after, you know, myself and other models have been nice enough to help to try to build your business for free, like, we don't charge you to do anything, like, there should be some love somewhere. Like, cam model love. Hello? Cam model love.
Absolutely. We're all in this
together.
We can help each other out. It can be mutually beneficial. You know, it's all just everyone love everyone.
Right? Yes.
Everyone love everyone.
Just love each other. That's all we need to do.
Yeah.
God forbid we could all love each other. This world is so crazy right now. We need to just love each other. Everybody
it
just
is pretty
buy
fucking
an
crazy.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. Everybody just buy an HD webcam, go online and love each other. I'm telling you, that's what you need to do.
You sexy fucking bitch. I love you.
Oh my gosh, that's all we need to do. Just go online and love each other. Just love each other.
Yeah,
oh, but by the way,
absolutely.
don't send us dick pics if you're not online with us. Okay, because it ain't going to work. Just don't. I'm tired of them. Tired of the dick pics. Just saying. Unless you're, you know, paying me to comment on your fucking dick.
Because guess what? Every other single guy has a dick, too. And those that don't have a vagina. And those that don't
right?
have both. It's all good.
Jeez,
someone's got
seriously.
Something.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my gosh.
So
and it's so
junk.
Can you just rate my dick, please? Can you just rate my dick? I'm just sending you this right here. And I look at all my – I seriously
fun.
Look
it
at –
It can be fun. When I'm expecting it and I'm in the mood for it, it can be fun. But when I'm not –
Yes.
I don't fucking know you. I don't even know your face, and there's your dick. I don't know. It's –
I'm looking at the face of your dick, and I don't even know what your face looks like because you have an egg profile on your fucking Twitter. It's like, oh, you're an egghead.
Or no Twitter. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh,
it's like you're an egghead with a dickhead. Okay. Well, that's awesome. And you want me to respond to you? Show some fucking respect.
The difference between men and women, there's a little bit sometimes. In general, there's always exceptions.
You know what? I've had women who have sent me titty pics and vagina pics, and for some reason they were so much more respectful than the guys are, and I'm okay with it. I'm like, send me your vagina pics all day long. I'm okay with it because of the fact that you're nice and respectful. Send them to me. I like them. And I'll even freaking send pictures back to you because you're nice. Yeah.
Really? I'm going to send you a vag pic.
Oh, shit. I'm in trouble now.
We're all, every girl listening now, be nice.
I'm in trouble now.
Thank you, Sammy, and send her a vag pic.
I'm in trouble now. I'm getting yummies. I'm getting Virginia yummies.
You're cute, though, but, I mean, vaginas are sexy, aren't they? They're just like, especially, well, I guess nice-looking vaginas are nice, and other ones aren't, but... You know, the nice flowery, pretty ones are just delightful.
Yep, I'm telling you. Yep, I like the yummy ones. Okay, we are coming up to the end of the show. And I have to tell you, Virginia, thank you so very, very much because you, like, just all of a sudden at the last minute just stopped your mud fucking and took time out of your shooting your videos and doing yummies to come on the show because Sage is, like, prego and busy right now, and she just was like at the last minute, she's like, Sammy, please. I'm like, dude, take care. You, yeah, no, do your thing. I got you. We got you. So, Sage.
We got
you,
Sage. Just chill, relax, chillax. We love you.
Yeah, that girl, we love her. She's like fucking amazing. So, let's do this. We're at the end of the show. Miss Virginia, give me your shout outs, baby doll.
All right, I am Virginia Rose. You can find me on Twitter at Tight Couple, on ManyVids at Tight Couple Studio.ManyVids.com, and on Chatterbait, Chatterbait.com/Tight Couple. Oh, and on Snapchat, free Snapchat, Tight Couple. That's it. That's all I got.
Nice. All right, and everybody, you know where you can find me on StreamAid at Sammy_Brooks.Camels.com, also on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, and also on Instagram, Sammy_Brooks69. And Sage Montana, you can find her on StreamAid at SageMontanaXXX.Camels.com. Also, you can follow her on Instagram at SageInVegas. And then on Twitter, SageMontana1. That's the number one. And then Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio on Twitter. And then Instagram is Dollhouse Radio. So thank you so much, everybody. Next week, we have an amazing guest that I cannot wait to have on. We are going to have Vanessa, who is with StreamAid. She's a behind-the-scenes girl that you guys, if any of you are StreamAid cam models, you'll know the name Vanessa. So she will be joining us next Thursday, which I cannot wait. It's going to be a spectacular, amazing show. So on that note, I want all of you to have an amazing, stroking good evening. And I'm about to go get some chicken marsala cooked up for dinner tonight.
Yum. Well, I'm on my way over, and I look forward to seeing all, or I guess talking with all you pervs next Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. You are so stinking cute. You're the bestest. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much. And I hope you have an amazing shower show getting all that mud off of you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, everybody. We are out.
You and your
Oh, my titties. Wish you were between them. You're a cutie pie. Thank you, baby doll. All right, everybody, we are out. You can tune in next Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time, and we will be back next week with our lovely guest, Miss Vanessa. So stay tuned for that link that I will be tweeting very soon because it's going to be exciting. Everybody have a fabulous good stroking evening, and we'll be back next week. Okay, everybody, go. Have fun. Drink, eat, fuck, do whatever you like.
What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?